Welcome to About Mansfield, your audio newspaper. I'm Steve Casillo with the March 20th, 2024, 214th edition, always broadcasting from the Somark Studios. Colleen Daniel, well, she's way out in Studio West, and we are here with the About Mansfield news team. Coming up today, it's Mansfield News, Talk, and Information.
And a little later in the episode, you will have a chance to win a $25 gift card to a Mansfield restaurant of your choice with our Mansfield trivia question, courtesy of Joe Jenkins Insurance.
Let's take a look at the stories we're covering this week.
A proactive to-do list will ensure a beautiful landscape this spring. And we have some tips on how to get your pool ready for the swimming season.
In sports, as we step into spring, our focus turns to softball.
And in the talk segment, Steve concludes his in-studio conversation with city councilperson and local author Tamara J. Bounds. We are Mansfield's only source for news, talk, and information. This is About Mansfield.
Hey there, it's Luke from Cool Hand Electric. Are you tired of dealing with plugs or lights that just won't cooperate? Well, don't fret. Give us a call. Worried about power outages or surges damaging your precious electronics? We've got you covered. Whether it's a whole house generator or surge protection, our solution-oriented Cool Hands are ready to tailor the perfect option that suits your needs and budget. At Cool Hand Electric, excellence is still cool.
Cool Hand, Cool Hand, Cool Hand, where excellence is still cool.
This is Paul Duncan with Trinity Solar Services. That's right, solar. Back in the 1960s, NASA used solar cells in their space missions. But get this, the very first solar cells were actually invented back in 1883. Solar energy has made great strides over the past 140 years, but one theme remains constant. Solar works. Solar panels are the MVPs of renewable energy. While reducing carbon emissions and taking a stand against climate change, solar panels can also help to greatly reduce your electric bill. Trinity Solar Services is your sun-powered solutions, and we want to deck out your home with top-notch Tier 1 panels without breaking the bank. Reach out to us today for a complimentary quote. Trinity Solar Services is a Mansfield-based company that's all about building relationships through good old-fashioned, family-owned business values. Find us online at trinitysolarservices.com. That's trinitysolarservices.com.
Are you ready to take advantage of falling mortgage interest rates in the coming months? This is Roger with the Roger and Beth team. With housing demand predicted to increase across the DFW Metroplex, the Roger and Beth team are standing by to help move you and your family forward. No move in your future? That's okay too. It's time for your annual review of your real estate portfolio, and we're happy to help. Contact us at homesinmansfield.com. That's homesinmansfield.com.
Hi, I'm Casey Lewis, and you're listening to About Mansfield.
Welcome back to About Mansfield. This portion of the news is brought to you by the Grandview Event Center in Mansfield. We're not going to lie to you. It's been a very slow week for news. So in this episode, Colleen is here with tips for beautifying your landscape and preparing your pool for the swimming season.
As spring emerges in Mansfield, homeowners are gearing up to revitalize their landscapes after the winter chill. With warmer temperatures on the horizon, experts recommend several key steps to prepare gardens and yards for the vibrant season ahead. First, clearing out any debris and dead foliage left over from winter is essential to allow for new growth. This includes raking leaves, pruning dead branches, and tidying up flower beds. Additionally, now is the perfect time to replenish mulch to retain moisture and suppress weeds. Next, performing a soil test can provide valuable insights into nutrient levels and pH balance, guiding the application of fertilizers and soil amendments to support healthy plant growth. Furthermore, spring presents an ideal opportunity to start planting annuals, perennials, and vegetables. Choosing native plants suited to Mansfield's climate can ensure biodiversity and require less maintenance. And finally, ensuring proper irrigation systems are in place and in good working condition is crucial for sustaining plants through the warmer months ahead. By following these proactive measures, Mansfield residents can cultivate thriving landscapes that bloom with beauty and vitality throughout the spring season. Swimming pool owners in Mansfield are gearing up to ensure their aquatic oasis is ready for the upcoming season. A simple checklist of essential steps can ensure swimming pools are safe, clean, and enjoyable for the months ahead. Remove any debris, including leaves and branches, that have accumulated over the winter to prevent clogs and maintain water quality. Clean the pool's surface, walls, and floor to eliminate algae and bacteria buildup. Check and service the pool's filtration system, pumps, and heaters to ensure that they are in proper working order. Inspect for leaks and replace worn-out parts for optimal performance. Test the water chemistry and adjust pH levels, chlorine, and alkalinity levels accordingly for safe swimming conditions. And finally, inspect and maintain safety equipment, such as pool covers, fences, and ladders, to help prevent accidents and ensure compliance with local regulations. A few preventative steps will help ensure that Mansfield pool owners can dive into spring with confidence, knowing their aquatic retreat is primed for relaxation and enjoyment throughout the season.
Coming up, Legacy Girls are tearing it up on the softball base paths, and we'll talk about it because sports is next.
Are you ready to create unforgettable memories? Picture this: an enchanting event venue nestled amidst breathtaking landscapes with panoramic views right here in Mansfield. The Grandview Event Center is the perfect setting to bring your vision to life. From intimate gatherings to large-scale extravaganzas, the Grandview has flexible spaces to accommodate any occasion, be it a graduation or school function, art exhibition, or birthday or anniversary party. Book your next unforgettable experience at thegrandviewmansfield.com. That's thegrandviewmansfield.com. The Grandview Event Center, where memories are made and dreams become reality. Book your event today.
I'm Philip Washington, Chief Investment Officer of Stonehill Wealth Management and host of the Wealth Building Made Simple podcast. First book I read in college was Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and it changed my life. And since then, I've read tons and tons of books on money, and what I've done is taken those lessons, simplified them, and I talk about those lessons on my podcast, Wealth Building Made Simple. So come hang out with us. We're on every major platform, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on YouTube, Wealth Building Made Simple.
In sports, spring has sprung. The tulips and blue bonnets are sprouting, and our focus shifts from basketball to balls and strikes. When it comes to baseball and softball, one team is rising to the top, that being the Legacy Lady Broncos, who have posted a perfect first place 4-0 record in district play and outscoring their opponents 44-3. The Legacy Ladies currently have an overall season record of 15-6-2, with a 5-2 record so far in the month of March, most recently soundly defeating Skyline 15-0 and Waxahachie 10-0. Lady Bronco standouts this season include freshman Lily Gaudio, who has posted a .500 batting average with 6 home runs and 3 triples. Also with 6 HRs is sophomore Shayla Gonzalez, and pulling double duty on the mound and at the plate is junior pitcher Natalie Moreau, who has an earned run average of 1.57, yet on offense has 5 home runs, 6 stolen bases, and scored 19 runs this season. Lady Broncos softball, with 11 regular season games left on the schedule, we will definitely be keeping an eye on them. If you have a comment about the show, the news, whatever's on your mind locally, the good, the bad, the ugly, you can reach us by voicemail at 817-435-2938. Again, that's 817-435-2938. This coming Thursday, March 21st, is National Common Courtesy Day, which serves as a reminder of the behavior that keeps society from melting into a sea of madness. In addition, the day also brings awareness to how crucial common courtesy is in our lives and provides examples to help us improve. In the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, courtesy is described as a behavior marked by polished manners or respect for others. Common courtesy can be as simple as saying please and thank you when asking for or receiving a service, gift, or assistance. Kindness and courtesy go a long way and are noticed by others even if you don't realize it. So how does one observe National Common Courtesy Day? First off, stop honking your horn. How about letting someone in front of you in traffic? give someone a hand with his or her groceries, or introduce yourself to the new guy at work. In any event, your level of courtesy has passed from generation to generation. So this coming Thursday, let's show the next generation that common courtesy is not so uncommon.
Coming up after the break, we turn the page to the features section.
Strong to the bone? I'm Angel Biasotti, and we'll be talking about keeping your bone strong in Methodist Mansfield News to Know.
In this week's Cocktail of the Week, I'll be talking about a cocktail that is a refreshing blend of tequila and grapefruit.
We are Mansfield's only source for news, talk, and information. I'm Colleen Daniel, and this is About Mansfield.
This portion of the news was brought to you by the Grandview Event Center in Mansfield.
Hey there, it's Luke from Cool Hand Electric. Are you tired of dealing with plugs or lights that just won't cooperate? Well, don't fret. Give us a call. Worried about power outages or surges damaging your precious electronics? We've got you covered. Whether it's a whole house generator or surge protection, our solution-oriented Cool Hands are ready to tailor the perfect option that suits your needs and budget. At Cool Hand Electric, excellence is still cool.
Cool Hand, Cool Hand, Cool Hand, where excellence is still cool.
Methodist Mansfield Medical Center, we've been caring for our home team for over 15 years. Today, you'll find award-winning physicians on the medical staff, advanced neurosurgery, a level 3 trauma center, critical care for newborns, and comprehensive orthopedic care. Methodist Mansfield, delivering the care our friends, neighbors, and home team depend on. That's community, and why so many people trust Methodist.
Congratulations to Valerie Solis, who knew, in honor of last week's National Pi Day, that after the decimal point, the first 10 numerals in pi are 3.14159265535. When we come back, this week's trivia question. This is About Mansfield.
Hey, it's Steve Casillo, and are you ready to make your voice heard? Want to bring out your ideas to life through captivating conversations and engaging visuals? Look no further than Podcast Mansfield Recording Studio, your one-stop destination for award-winning audio and video podcast recording. Equipped with cutting-edge microphones, crystal-clear audio recording, and high-definition cameras, we're here to turn your ideas into engrossing content. But it's not just about the equipment. We're dedicated to bringing out the best in your content. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, we're here to elevate your podcasting game. We'll even help you with intro music, transitions, voiceover, and that professional polish that sets your podcast apart. So whether you're into interviews, storytelling, or simply sharing your expertise, Podcast Mansfield can help bring your podcasting dreams to life. Visit podcastmansfield.com. Podcast Mansfield, where creating your podcast masterpiece has never been easier.
Hi, this is Joe Jenkins with Joe Jenkins Farmers Insurance, specializing in auto, home, commercial, and life insurance. I was born and raised here in Mansfield, Texas. We're active in the community, and Mansfield's a town we really care about. Our office has over 30 years' experience in the insurance industry, and we're passionate about what we do and about customer service. For a free quote, please visit our website at joejenkinsinsurance.com or give us a call at 817-472-6058. Once again, that website is joejenkinsinsurance.com.
It is time right here, right now, for the highly coveted, wildly popular About Mansfield trivia question. If you are the first person to email the correct answer to trivia@aboutmansfield.com, you will receive a $25 gift card to a Mansfield restaurant of your choice. It's brought to you by Joe Jenkins Insurance. Whether you're looking for homeowners, auto, commercial, or any other type of insurance, Joe has helped Mansfield area residents understand the insurance coverage that best fit their needs since 2010. You can find him on the internet at joejenkinsinsurance.com. We've mentioned this before. Not everyone wins on a Wednesday, so if you're hearing this on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whenever, give it a shot. You may be taking home a $25 restaurant gift card. Colleen, what up?
Well, Steve, many longtime Mansfield residents have fond memories of the Cowbell Arena, which was located where Legacy High School now sits. The arena was established in 1958, and the Cowbell Indoor Rodeo opened in 1959 with year-round events every Saturday night. This week's trivia question is, Who established the Cowbell Indoor Rodeo? Email your answer to trivia@aboutmansfield.com. Again, who established the Cowbell Indoor Rodeo? Good luck, and thanks to Joe Jenkins Insurance for the gift card.
Hi, I'm Mansfield ISD Chief of Police, Greg Minter, and you're listening to About Mansfield.
Welcome back to About Mansfield, your audio newspaper. Let's open up the features section. Angel Biasotti is here with details about how to keep your bones healthy in Methodist Mansfield News to Know. Angel?
Bones are parts of our body we rarely consider. They provide protection and support to our bodies, deliver nutrients. They even help form our face and body shapes. We have 206 of these bones, yet somehow we forget to pay attention to them. Typically, we don't think about our bones until they start causing pain. What many of us don't realize is that little extra bone, TLC, when we were younger, will make our bones much healthier in our golden years. Stress fractures, often due to overtraining, are some of the most common clinical bone health problems orthopedic physicians treat. These injuries are not only painful and frustrating to deal with, they can require surgical interventions and significant amounts of time off from sports to heal. We know that bones strengthen themselves in response to the load they are put under, and the more they are reasonably exerted, the stronger they become. Here are some tips to help keep your bones strong. Exercise is crucial. Eating a well-balanced diet, not a great deal of junk food. Train properly with the supervision of an educated trainer or coach. And should you get injured, follow directed rehabilitation instructions from your physician or therapist. So today, try and eat a healthy meal. Get out in the sun and run. Your bones will thank you for it. That's Methodist Mansfield News to Know. I'm Angel Biasotti reporting for the About Mansfield podcast.
Shaken or stirred, you know it's going to be good, as Brian Certain focuses on tequila and grapefruit juice in the Cocktail of the Week. Brian?
This week's Cocktail of the Week is the Paloma Cocktail. This is week three of our tequila cocktails. Today's cocktail, the Paloma, is a refreshing Mexican concoction that artfully blends tequila, grapefruit soda, and lime juice. Translating Paloma to Spanish is dove. The Paloma is a smooth, easy-drinking libation that has become popular on both sides of the border. Now let's explore the history and origins of this tangy tequila drink. Like many of our classic cocktails, the exact origins are a little murky and unknown, but it has become firmly rooted in Mexican drinking culture. The Paloma likely originated somewhere in the mid-20th century as tequila became gaining popularity in tourist spots like Tijuana and Mexico City. Recipes for the tequila grapefruit drink appear in Mexican magazines by the 1960s. The earliest known Paloma recipe comes from a newspaper in 1966 calling for tequila, grapefruit soda, and lime. Many believe the cocktail got its start along the border regions of Mexico. One account credits Don Javier Delgado Corona, the owner of the La Capriola Bar and Tequila, while inventing the Paloma in the 1950s using locally produced tequila and squirt grapefruit soda. As the story goes, he named the Paloma as an ode to his favorite dove. The cocktail then spread from there. Another legend points to 1938, but the true origins remain obscure. Regardless, the Paloma clearly rose in Mexico somewhere in the mid-century, likely created by multiple bartenders riffing on tequila and grapefruit. This light, quasi-salty cocktail eventually gained popularity in the U.S. as tequila's profile rose. It became a common drink order in Mexican restaurants and bars, especially on the West Coast. The Paloma remains an accessible introductory tequila drink for its easy drinking nature. But as always, don't worry about taking notes. I'll be giving out all the ingredients and instructions and posting them to your favorite website, bourbongospel.com. How do you make the classic Paloma cocktail? You need 2 ounces of a good silver tequila, 1/2 ounce of lime juice, 3 to 4 ounces of grapefruit soda like Squirt or Jarritos, a lime wedge, sea salt or chili salt for rimming the glass, and a grapefruit wedge for garnish. First thing you're going to do is you're going to add lime to the half rim of a tall glass and dip in the salt to coat the edge. Then fill the glass with ice, the tequila, the grapefruit soda, stirring gently 3 to 4 times to incorporate. Then do a fresh squeeze of lime juice and stir again, garnishing with the grapefruit wedge. The ideal Paloma balances the bright citrus flavors with the earthy, peppery tequila. The sweet grapefruit soda helps tame the spirit, and while the lime adds brightness, make sure you use fresh quality ingredients. Customize your Paloma with different tequila styles, soda brands, and different rims of salt and sugar, chili salt, whatever your preference. But as always, I'm interested in hearing your take and your input on this week's cocktail, and you can reach me at brian@bourbongospel.com. And until next week, as Mark Twain said, too much of anything is bad, but too much whiskey is barely enough. Reporting for the About Mansfield podcast, I'm Brian Certain.
We're back in 60 seconds with the conclusion of Steve's interview with local author Tamara J. Bounds.
Imagine a city where innovation knows no bounds, where dreams take flight and the future unfolds before your very eyes. Welcome to Mansfield, a beacon of growth and a testament to vision. In the heart of Mansfield, a remarkable transformation is underway. But it's not just about the physical landscape. It's about the spirit that drives us forward. A spirit of collaboration that bridges cultures, a spirit of entrepreneurship that fuels prosperity, and a spirit of community that binds us as one. Mansfield is more than just a place. It's a canvas where diversity paints the picture of progress. From art festivals that ignite creativity to tech hubs that redefine boundaries, this city celebrates every voice, every passion. Mansfield, where growth knows no limits and the vision is limitless. Brought to you by the unstoppable spirit of the Mansfield Economic Development Corporation.
Hi, I'm Della Sapp, and you're listening to About Mansfield.
Welcome back to another segment of About Mansfield. I'm Steve Casillo. As we make the transition from news to talk today, we present part two with our conversation with City Councilwoman and local author Tamara J. Bounds. Enjoy. That was not your most recent husband. How long were you married to the magic man?
I was married to him for probably about 4 years, almost 4 years. And we had gotten so heavily into drugs and things that I couldn't leave the house for fear that somebody would come to the house with a gun or whatever and they'd have a shooting and one of my kids would get hurt. And so Magic Man had been arrested and put in jail for aggravated assault. Mm. And I was given some money to go bail him out. So I took the money, went up to see him, had packed my car with my kids, went up there to see him and told him I was leaving him and I was going back home to Texas. And I tell you what, it was all I could do to just stand up and walk out of there. After all the names that he called me and told me I was fat, nobody had ever loved me.
Oh, wow.
And I told him that I didn't give a damn. Two kids loved me, and that's all that it mattered. And so I took that money and went back home to Texas, gave my two kids to my daddy and asked him to watch them for the summer. And I moved to Arlington in a camper trailer. And a friend that I met, she took me to work, and I got my first job at Vandegrift Buick.
Mm.
And that's where I met my husband that I'm married to now for 43 years.
For 43 years. That is a great story. What is your self-image like? You've just left your two kids with your dad. You're moving to Arlington. And really, the only thing that you've got, the clothes on your back in a camper?
Well, it was making a new living.
Yeah.
Really, to be honest, finding my own balls to stand on my 2 feet, myself, and making a future for my kids. So I knew I had to leave Lubbock and leave all of that mess behind me. And I had to start over fresh. And I couldn't bring my kids with me right at that moment because I didn't have a roof over their head. I had to go find a job and get a roof over their head. And so I had a lot of willpower, a lot of faith that it's going to be a new day because if nothing else, I'd be the one creating it. And, you know, it was pretty decent for a minute. I saved the money, got me an apartment, walked back and forth to work, brought my kids back and went to the thrift store and bought all the furniture to go in the apartment. And I was living on food stamps and got WIC for my kids. And it was kind of tough. It was tough trying to make that living and pay all the bills. And I didn't know what I was going to do, but by God, I was going to do it. And then I started to relapse a little bit and started taking drugs again. I started taking a little bit of speed and then trying to take some cocaine at night so that I could sleep. Mm. And, you know, I still paid my bills and still would do food, but I felt like I was a failure. And I felt like I wasn't doing what I needed to do with my kids. And so I slipped back into that habit. But I want you to know that I was sitting at the table one day, and I'd been at my lowest. I didn't know whether to pay a bill or buy groceries, and I was crying.
Yeah.
And my son brought me my cigar box that had all my drugs in there and called me honey and told me, feel better. I sit right there. I want you to feel, if you can, for that brief moment of what I just told you, how I felt that if a four-year-old could see I had a problem, that I had a problem. And I want you to know that I flushed all that stuff down the toilet, and I made a promise to him and my daughter and myself and to God that I'm never going to touch that shit again. Never. And there's been some hard times since then, and those little voices speak in your ear. But I want you to know that that move there and the lessons I learned at that time, I've been clean for over 43 years, and I never looked back.
Because the four-year-old brought you the cigar box.
Yes, and because it's an epiphany
that
I knew. I didn't think I had a problem. But if a four-year-old could see I had a problem, I had a problem.
In the overall scheme of things, where does God fit into this?
I've always, since the farm days and living on the farm, saw how hogs were born and died, cattle born and died. My family were staunch conservative Baptists, always going to church and looking at things, but as a kid with my granny telling me all the lessons in life and feeling the breeze on my cheek and seeing the leaves blow and the wind and everything, it's like the whispers of God. And that there is having that faith that even though you can't see where your next step is on that uphill battle and that uphill climb, mm-hmm. that step is there. You just have to have the faith to take it. And you have to be able to lean back on those things. So I talk a lot about that. I feel a lot about that. And it's not about what church I go to. I'm not no Southern Baptist conservative. it's not necessarily being, you know, right there at 11 o'clock in some service. It's when you get up every day, who do you talk to? Who's carrying you when you don't think you can walk? Who's picking you up and carrying you? Who's there for you? And who can you rely on? That's God, and that's the universe.
God is not the guy that you wind up for an hour every Sunday. I'm on my soapbox. God's in your heart. God's in your mind. God is, as you said, the person you talk to when you first wake up or when you're saying your prayers right before you go to bed. It's, I have been known to go to church. I don't go to church every Sunday, but just like my late dad is in my heart. People ask me, well, how come you never go visit your dad? Well, because his bones are there.
Right. He's not there.
No, he's in my heart.
Right.
It has a lot to do with the faith of getting me through not only today or the week or the month or the year. It's, having faith is very important. And it sounds like that uphill climb, as you have subtitled your book, it involved a lot of faith in yourself.
That's true. You have to be able to take those steps, even if you don't think there's a safety net.
Yeah.
You have to be able to take those steps forward. You have to fall down, get up, brush yourself off, and you have to move forward. You fall down, you get up, repeat. You have to be able to do those things because you have to have, I tell everybody in my life that you have to have a plan A through infinity. There's no the end.
Mm-hmm.
So learn from your failures because really in those failures is perfection. Because you've perfected it this time, you know what to expect and you move forward.
And you can't stop trying because I use this as an example dozens and dozens of times. The guy who invented WD-40, he perfected it. It's called WD-40 because it was his 40th time of trying to perfect this spray. What if he had stopped at 39? There would not be, he just kept going until he perfected it. You just got to keep going.
You have to.
As you said, there's a plan A and you keep going. If plan A doesn't work, you work to what,
right.
You go to plan B. Well,
you're
what
right.
If there's not a plan B? Well, then make one up. And if plan B fails, someone had said that failures are not the time to stop. Failures are teaching moments.
They are.
And that's successful people become successful because of their failures.
I also look at them as stepping stones.
Yeah.
Because you're here, you might have fallen down, but you know the next stone that you need to get to. So you make, given what you've learned here, you make that step to the next stone. And each step leads you to where you need to be.
You got clean living in Arlington, working at the Buick dealership. And you've been clean for 43 years. What life lessons have you learned from your past over the past 43 years?
Well, I've learned that if you're going to move forward in your life, that you have to be. I have to be the one to do that. I can have friends and I can have acquaintances and I can know everybody that I want to know. But in the mornings when I wake up and get out of bed, I'm the one that makes my bed, and I'm the one that has to get dressed and move forward in life. It has to be my steps to move forward with that. I find that leadership has a lot to do with that, and I find that too many people will not want to stand because it gets a little rough, or they don't want to take that leap because it gets a little rough and somebody might not like them. But leadership in life is about how you can move yourself forward. And it's about standing up for those kinds of things, standing up for yourself, being okay with what you look like, being okay with when you walk down the street, with what people see in you, being okay for that. And along the way, oh, by the way, how about being that advocate for somebody else that may just not quite be there yet?
Right.
And you can use your life stepping stones and experiences to maybe just be there and hold the hand of someone else or give them a little bit more of encouragement.
The book is called Perfect Eyelashes, An Uphill Climb, and this is really an open book to the life of Tamara Bounds, and it's eye-opening. But I also think, now you and I are actually very, very close in age, and you make several references to music in your book.
Yes.
I would assume that was also one thing that got you through life was your love, not only your love for your family's love for country music, but you went a different direction, and you've got a rock and roll heart.
That's true. I grew up listening to country music, but I tell you what, when American Bandstand hit the airways, if you remember that.
Oh, yes, yes.
I was there Saturday morning watching all those groups, and then in concert and in MTV. But music has been a part of that. But I have to say rock and roll, the textures, the different wavelengths and textures, the rage, the beauty, all of that mixed up in rock and roll was where I would find myself working through the days. And some of it was women like Pat Benatar, Joan Jett, Hart, a lot of women rockers. But I still today go to rock concerts when I can find a decent one that I like.
but you were a big Led Zeppelin fan.
I was, and still am.
Because one of your chapter 12 is titled "Battle of Evermore." Chapter 22, Ties That Bind. I don't know if that was actually named after a song, but there is a Bruce Springsteen song called Ties That Bind.
Actually, Alter Bridge has that song.
Okay.
If you know who they are.
I don't, but you're about to tell me about them.
Well, they're a heavy rock band.
Okay.
But they talk about your ties to the earth and your ties to your environment that bind you, that create who you become. So a lot of... You know, my daddy hated rock and roll, and there's a lot of people who don't understand rock and roll. They think it's all a bunch of noise. But it's not. If you sit and you think about the words that are being said and you listen to the words that are being conveyed there, there's a lot of meaningful words in rock and roll and music. And the music, there's times that the music was like a cardiogram of my heart. And my energy, a lot of times when I'm driving back and forth to work, I can just feel the energy of all of that.
Well, you've got about three full pages of either bands or songs that were referenced in your book. And yeah, a lot of women, Helen Reddy and Janis Ian, Janis Joplin.
Oh, Janis Joplin, yeah.
Helen Reddy. And Cyndi Lauper is in here, Bette Midler with The Rose, but a lot of rock bands, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Led Zeppelin, Jethro Tull, Jefferson Airplane, Godsmack. All right. So it's not just 70s rock bands. You quote Godsmack from 2018. Of course, ZZ Top is in here. You mentioned you still go to rock concerts. Is there a rock concert? Is there a band that you still have not seen that perhaps is still around today that you would are still waiting for them to come around the Dallas-Fort Worth area that you would love to see?
Oh, I went to a lot of concerts when I was young, so I saw a lot of the old bands in their heyday.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't want to go back and try to see that again.
Back when concerts were $10.
I mean, and they were awesome concerts back then because you could get real close to the bands and couldn't hear for days after you left.
Yeah.
My favorite band that I listen to now is Tool.
Really? Okay.
And a lot of their spinoff, Perfect Circle and Pussifer, is Maynard. I love his music because it's a very high-level, thoughtful type of words and tones and rhythm. I would go and see him. I might go and see Korn. I like Korn.
So you like it heavy?
I do like heavy metal, but I like cello music.
Yo-Yo Ma?
Yes.
Okay. There's actually,
Lindsey Stirling's music that she plays. I like.
If you like cellos, have you heard of the group Two Cellos? They do, obviously.
Is it electric? Do they do electric cellos?
They do.
I think I have heard them.
And they will take not only rock music, but other types of music, and they will do instrumental versions on two cellos. Some they may run them through guitar pedals, so there may be some distortion or other type of effects. But my wife's favorite instrument is the cello, so I took her to go see this duo, two cellos, and she walked away just mind boggled. They do "Welcome to the Jungle" on just two cellos, and it's phenomenal.
You know, so, I think I watched them on YouTube. I think my granddaughter was telling me about that. And I think they played a Led Zeppelin song, on the two cellos and their electric cellos. You know, now you put a little bug in my ear.
There you go.
I'll have to go and check them out.
That's why I'm here, is to put bugs in people's
ears.
There you go.
But I do like, and I like Celtic music.
Mm-hmm.
So I like some of that as well. It's a broad spectrum, mostly rock. Not any country, not really.
Yeah. The book, again, is called Perfect Eyelashes, An Uphill Climb by Tamara J. Bounds. You can buy it on Amazon. It's a paperback. It's an easy read, although it's a couple of hundred pages. And go out and get the book. It's an open book to the life of Tamara Bounds, but keeping in mind that it really could be anybody.
That's true. It could be anybody out there. That's really why it's written the way that it is, because I'm not the only one who's walked in those steps.
Mm-hmm.
There are others that have walked in those steps before. And somebody can buy that book and read it and feel like, well, somebody else has felt this way, and maybe help them move forward.
Before we say goodbye, I'm just going to open up the mic. If there's anybody that you want to shout out, if there's any thanks, if there's any words of wisdom, if there's whatever you want to say, the microphone is yours. And Tamara Bounds, have at it.
I want you to know that it doesn't matter how you were born and brought into this world. What matters is what you do with your life and how you move that forward. How you touch others with your life, and what you do. There's a favorite quote that I have, and it's, the purpose of life is to matter, to have it be that you lived at all. And so the purpose of your life should matter. It can matter to you, to your kids, to your grandkids, and it should make a difference that you lived at all. So go out there and make a life for yourself. Shout outs. I want to shout out to my granddaughters. They are all getting older and getting married.
Oh, wow.
And I'm hoping I'll be a great grandma eventually soon.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your whole life ahead of you, girls. You can be anything you want to be. Take those steps and move forward. Nana is here if you need anything.
Tamara Bounds, thanks for being on About Mansfield.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Coming up next week on About Mansfield, we will visit with yet another fine Mansfield resident. You will just have to tune in to find out who it is. In the meantime, this is the place where you will hear the latest Mansfield news, talk, and information. Until then, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, share, love, or support this podcast if you haven't already, so you never miss an episode. It's free and it's easy. Head on over to our website, aboutmansfield.com. Enter your email address right there on the homepage. We will never send you any spam. We promise.
About Mansfield is recorded at Podcast Mansfield Recording Studio. Hosts, Steve Casillo and Colleen Daniel. Moment with the Mayor feature, Michael Evans. Methodist Mansfield News to Know, Angel Biasotti. Mansfield Real Estate Market Update, Beth Steinke. Cultural Arts Calendar, Tim Roberts. Cocktail of the Week, Brian Certain. post-production editing, mixing, and mastering, Steve Casillo and Andrew Miner.
This podcast is copyrighted by Podcast Mansfield Recording Studio for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this podcast without written consent is prohibited. We thank you all for listening. On behalf of the entire news team, I'm Steve Casillo, and this is About Mansfield.